I see the cells of your body being made whole. Any cells that might have gotten damaged because of the stress, even the inflammation of life, I see the Holy Spirit healing each and every one of those cells right now. So we're going to continue to remain in the river of the Holy Spirit right now. You can close your eyes if you want to. You don't have to. Just relax in the presence of the Lord. The Holy Spirit is not done yet. The Holy Spirit is repairing. With the operation that no doctors can do, no human doctors can do. So let's allow the Holy Spirit to operate and take care of that cells. Yes. Holy Spirit, touch everyone in this house. Bind up all the wounds. Heal the brokenhearted. Set the captives free. Destroy all the yokes of slavery. This is your time, Holy Spirit, to love on the church. And we're not in a hurry. Take all the time that you need, Holy Spirit. Beloved of God, just relax. The Lord is loving your body right now. The Lord will make sure that every penny that you spend for your gas to come to church will produce a hundredfold harvest for you. Every second that you spend at the church, the Holy Spirit will make sure that it pays off. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Church, I want to let you know that the Lord really loves you, and the Lord has touched your body and healed your body. All right? You know, last week, when I asked anybody receive any physical healing, nobody raised their hands. But the Lord revealed unto me that your healing manifests last Monday, Tuesday, last Wednesday, just by being in the house of the Lord. Beloved of God, this is better than going to the gym. This is better than anything that you can do for your body. The best thing that you can do for your body is to come to the house of the Lord. That is your number one priority other than your personal time with God. In your prayer time, the number one priority is to come to church in person, especially. Of course, if you can't come, there's no condemnation. You can listen online, right? But man, the best blessings is when we come together as a church. And whether you feel anything or not just now, beloved of God, whether you feel any goosebumps or not in your body, just by being in the river of God as the Holy Spirit was ministering, your cells were already being refreshed. Your spirit is like, wow. Your soul is like experiencing the life of God. There is that Chaim. Chaim is the Hebrew word for life. There's the Chaim, life of God, right? That's being infused in your soul. It's something that the world cannot give you. It's only available in the house of the Lord. Yes. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, let us not neglect the time of coming together as a church. Not online church. Coming together as a church. Yes. Right? As some are in the habit of doing, neglecting the time of assembling together. Especially as the day is approaching, let us be encouraging one another unto good works, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, beloved of God. So beloved of God, I want you to make sure your number one priority on Sunday is to come to the church. I don't care how busy you are, You know, every one of us, if we really want to make that time, we can make that time in our schedule. We can make it. Right? For example, if you have a dead car, your dead car won't start. It does not matter. You're going to make it. You're going to make sure that even if it's on Sunday, right, you're going to make sure that car can make it to the repair shop. So if we really, really want to make the time, we will make that time. And God is saying today, more important than taking a dead car to a car shop is to come to church every Sunday. Not because if you don't come to church, God cannot love you. Because it is in the church, the corporate anointing of God, God can release that effortlessly. The healing happens so much easier, amen, than just locking yourself up in a room by yourself. It's so much easier when you are in the church for healing to manifest. It's so much easier for you to receive what God has for you. It's in the rivers of God when we come together as the body of Christ. So, beloved of God, you are the cream of the crop. I'm preaching to the choir, right? You are here in the house of the Lord. Now, the devil will give you 110 reasons why you should not come to church. Or let's skip the church. The devil hates people who are making a priority to come to church because he knows that his work will be hindered. Because once you're in the house of the Lord, you are in the protective bubble of the corporate anointing of the house of God, the way that God has ordained it, right? God's priority is always the church. The church is not the building. The church is not the institutions. The church is the believers, the people of God coming together, right? In the name of Jesus. And we don't need thousands of people in the church. In fact, Jesus said, where there are two people or three people gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Can you see Jesus right now in the midst?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We got people with really sharp sixth sense, okay? These people have really, really good sixth sense, right? We have five senses, right? Natural senses. You cannot see Jesus with your naked eyes. Where is Jesus? He said he is in our midst. No, I'm talking about you got to activate your sixth sense. You have a sixth sense called the eyes of faith. You can see things that actually you can perceive things quicker, faster than what your natural eyes can see. In fact, you don't want to put your trust in your natural eyes. Your natural eyes can deceive you. Have you ever seen like a pool that looks pretty shallow? Right? And then when you jump into that pool, man, it's pretty deep. Right? Because you trust what your natural eyes are communicating to you. Right? Your natural eyes can deceive you. But your spiritual eyes, your eyes of faith, right, is that sixth sense that God gave you to let you know. Whenever you come to church, there is a corporate anointing that I'm releasing to you. And you are healed in the name of Jesus. You are receiving the healing that you need in the name of Jesus. Just by being in the house of the Lord. Right? If you don't have a ride to come to church, carpool. Okay? Find a ride. Get a carpool or something. But make sure you come to the house of the Lord. Because this is where all the action is. Alright? This is where all the good things, the work of the Holy Spirit is happening right now. Amen? Man, God can touch your body so easily. Amen? Especially when we started the anointing service. Even if you don't believe in Jesus, you are still trying to figure out if this Jesus thing is for real. Just by coming to church, God can still heal you. You don't have to believe in Jesus first for Him to heal you. In fact, all of the people that Jesus healed, none of them got born again. Nobody can be born again until Jesus shed His blood at the cross. Do you understand? But all of them got healed. Why? Because they come to Jesus. Those who stay at home, they stay sick. Those who touch the body of Jesus, they were all healed, the Bible says.
Yes.
Now, who or what is the body of Jesus today? The church. The church is the body of Jesus. So when you come to church by faith, you are touching the body of Jesus. By the end of the service, you are no longer the same person when you came in. There will be a blessing. There will be an extra bounce on your steps. You would say, man, I'm coming to church from now on, every Sunday. Unless I got to attend somebody else's wedding that happens to be on 10:30 or 12 o'clock. So it's too late for me to go to the wedding. I'm going to come to church. That will be my priority. Amen?
Amen.
So even if your loved ones might be at home, say your beloved loved ones do not want to come to church, but you come to church, God can still bless your loved ones who is at home. But if both of you does not come to church, how can you receive the corporate anointing? Right? And so, beloved of God, make it into a priority, because we're going to talk today, the next part of what we've been redeemed from, Jesus our redemption. And you'll see why statistics, even the worldly non-Christian statistics, have proven people who come to church on a regular basis, on average, they live longer than those who do not come to church. And these statistics are done not by Christians, they're done by secular universities and stuff, right? But we don't need anybody to give us statistical results to tell us, because the Bible has already made it clear. My word shall be life unto all your flesh.
Amen.
Of course, you can stay at home and still receive the word of God through your phone, right? But there is only a limited anointing. Remember, we talk about individual anointing, and we talk about the corporate anointing. If you want the corporate anointing, that exists only in the body of Jesus, and that is the church. Amen, beloved of God. So, we're going to talk later about something that will cause you to be enlightened, to recognize why the number one priority for God, as far as people coming together and everything, is always the church. That's His number one priority. We don't even come together to have potluck, as good as it is, right? As good as food is and everything. We come together, you know, the main thing, right, is to come together as a church. I don't know how it works. This is just the way that God ordained it to be. It's through the foolishness of preaching that God wants to heal your body. Not through motivational talk, not through seminars, not through psychology, not through anything that the world says, this is how you can get life. God used a simple method of a pastor ordained by God, right, to preach the cross, to be able to heal, to bind up the brokenhearted, to cause you to prosper in your life. It's the foolishness of preaching that God uses to save those who believe. Are you understanding what the Word of God is saying, beloved of God? Right? Because naturally, logically, I can say, well, I can just stay at home. I have my phone. I can go to YouTube. I can see the pastor on the YouTube. Right? I can see the pastor. Nowadays, we got a very fast, you know, broadband connection, 4G, 5G connection. Connections are really, really good, you know. I can see the pastor moving on my phone screen, but it's different. It's different than coming in person, because this is where we are fulfilling the dream that God has, is for His people to come together and be able to greet one another, the Bible says, with a holy embrace. How do you hug your phone? You can't do that. Hey, brother, nice to see you.
You just see my big forehead, right? Or, you know, that's all you do on FaceTime or something, right? Hi, how you doing? You can't hug the phone, right? You can't greet one another with a holy kiss, like the Bible says. You cannot see each other face to face. So, beloved of God, I just want to let you know, no matter how advanced human technologies might be in the future, even if they can create holograms, right, of people standing like a full body, you know, look like a real person, you can't still hug that person. You cannot give that person a holy kiss. In other words, God still used the old ways, the old traditional ways. People just come into church together, be able to fellowship and pray for one another and loving one another, fellowshipping, encouraging one another, like the Bible says in Hebrews 10. And through a simple pastor preaching the cross, your body is being healed. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the way that God works. Amen. So I'm looking forward to the main entree that we're going to be talking today. Today's message is going to help you to understand what we've been redeemed from. It's a big deal. It's a big deal work of redemption that Jesus has done for us. So are you ready? Are you ready? I mean, before we go to this next slide here, I just want to let you know, beloved of God, that the Lord Himself is the one who will teach us today through my mouth the next part of what we've been redeemed from by the help of the Holy Spirit. The church is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. So the church is the center, because the church is the body of Jesus. And here on earth, for all practical purposes, the body of Christ is the local church. Mm-hmm. There is no Lone Ranger Christian for you to survive in this world. I don't care how powerful the individual anointing is. You will find out that there's no way that those people can survive in this world. Because this next curse that we're going to talk about, that we've been redeemed from, for you to be delivered from this, for you to be able to experience the full advantage of what Jesus has done, you're going to need the corporate anointing. Again, say corporate anointing.
Corporate anointing.
Say individual anointing.
Individual anointing.
Now, a Christian does not have to come to church and can still be blessed because of the individual anointing, right? But the corporate anointing is available only for all practical purposes in a local church, right? So I don't know how. That's just the way God ordained it. Coming together on Sunday, the first day of the week, under the preaching of the Holy Spirit that's full of Jesus, full of the cross, right? It will save your body. And beloved of God, it is so important that this next curse is actually a set of verses. It's not just one verse. This one is actually from verse 47 to 57. So almost like 10 verses here talking about a single curse. Right? And that is the curse of military siege. Say military siege. Have you heard of that curse before? Military siege. This is the first time that you probably hear it anywhere, because this is something that, you know, for the longest time, this is the part that kind of like very difficult to talk about, this curse. This is the part that, as I was preparing all the sermons and everything since the beginning of this year, this is the part that I say, I'm going to stop here. I'm not going to talk about the curse of military siege, because it's pretty ugly. It's pretty ugly. All right? And some of the things we don't even want to talk about. Okay? But I want to let you know, there is a reason why I said Lone Ranger Christians cannot survive long in this world. And even those professing Christians, they say, well, I'm a Christian, but they never read the Bible, they never come to church, they never really want to listen to sermons, but they say, wow, I'm just Christian, you know? I prayed that sinner's prayer, I accepted Christ, but they don't even have anybody in their family that actually come to church that can channel that corporate anointing to them. You will see why this next curse is the reason why God says, do not neglect the time of coming together as a local church, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another unto good works, especially as the day approaching. right? Okay, without any further delay, all right, pay close attention to this next big deal of what we have been redeemed from. Ready? Next. The curse of military siege. That is from Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 to 57. If you do not serve the Lord your God with joy and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits you have received, you will serve your enemies. You'll be left hungry. They'll leave nothing behind. No grain, no wine, no oil, no calves, no lambs, and finally, no you. They will lay siege to you while you are huddled behind your town gates. So it's like a tightened noose. Each day goes by, a Christian that is affected or they're not aware of Jesus' finished work that has redeemed from the curse of this military siege, they're surviving. They're not thriving. So beloved of God, I want to let you know, this curse the Lord has redeemed us from. The curse where it says you'll be left hungry will not happen to us. Amen? You will not be left hungry. So when you come to the Father's house, when you come to church, God has plenty of food to spare for you to enjoy. You will not be hungry. In the church, God has plenty of bread. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who eats of me, right, will not die, the Bible says, right? So you will not be hungry. And it says, the enemy here will leave nothing behind. The enemy will try to attack you to the point where you will have no grain, the Bible says, right? It says, they will leave nothing behind, no grain. Now, what is the practical thing of having no grain and no wine today? No communion. Do you see the importance of coming together as a church to break bread together as a church? Because if you are not a part of a local church, right? And we do communion almost every single Sunday, right? The enemy's plan is to attack you until you have no grain and no wine. And if you don't have the grain and the wine, that means you don't have communion, there will be no benefits of the communion in your life. And it's a clock ticking. It's a matter of time. No one can survive outside the local church of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the enemy's plan is to starve you to death. Because it says you will be left hungry. By the way, anybody know, like, during the Middle Ages, how they actually attack, one kingdom attacking another kingdom, right? They'll build a military siege around your castle, around your fort. So you are surrounded. You cannot get out. If you get out, they're going to kill you, right? So you have to huddle, it says. They will lay siege to you while you are huddled behind your town gates. So listen to what I'm about to say here. Pastor, why do we need the church? Why do we need to come in person to church? Why can't I just go online? Right? Because the enemy's plan here is to cause you to lay siege while you are huddled behind your town gates, the Bible says. You're dead. You know what I'm saying? If you are surrounded by the enemies, once the enemies besiege you, it's a matter of time before you're going to be running out of food inside. And that's how they conquered kingdoms back then, right? Is by military siege. They will surround your castle, your last fort of defense. They don't even have to fight you. They don't have to come in and try to fight you with a sword. They just surround you until you are dead inside, because there will be no food for you. That is the plan of the enemy. That is like a noose that's being strangled and strangled until it says, no grain, no wine, no oil, no calves, no lambs, and finally, no you. Now, when we talk about enemies today, beloved of God, the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers of the wicked spiritual forces out there that wants to steal, kill, and destroy people's lives. Those are our enemies. And the plan of the enemy is to make sure that you don't come to church so that you don't have the corporate anointing to be able to counter all the devices and the plans of the devil and to cause you to be having a life where you're not enjoying the abundant life. You are just surviving one day at a time. It's because many people, even Christians, do not know that we have been redeemed from the curse of military siege, beloved of God. Once the enemy has surrounded you, sieged you, you're dead, basically. It's just a matter of time. And what happens is, the way that God counter this curse of military siege is through what Jesus has done when He died at the cross, and out of His side comes His beautiful bride, who is the church. The church is the answer to the kingdom of darkness that wants to steal and kill and destroy people's lives. God's answer is the church that came out of His side at the cross. Do you remember how the first Adam brought Eve into this world? God put the man to sleep, and then out of his rib, out of the man's rib, there comes the woman, the bride for Adam. The same thing in the New Covenant. The second Adam, who is Jesus Christ, when He died, out come from His side. Remember His side was pierced? Mm-hmm. Out of His side came His beautiful bride, the church. And that is the only hope for anyone, right, to be able to experience life and life more abundantly. It's not by being a Lone Ranger Christian, because Lone Ranger Christians cannot survive, right? Because of this curse,
yes.
Right? But it's by the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Specifically, is the church on the offense. Do you like that? The church on the offense. Because once you're on the defense, you're in trouble already. Because once the enemy surrounded you, right, all you do is just defense. There is no offense there. But the answer is what Jesus said, I will build My church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Have you ever seen like gates attacking you? Or do you attack the gates? You attack the gates. You are on the offense. You're not on the defense. So this is the church on the offense here, right? Because of what Jesus has done, that's the answer from Matthew 16, verse 18b. Jesus said, I will build My church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You are on the offense. You attack the gates of hell. This is what Jesus is saying. I will build My church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So, beloved of God, whenever you come to a local church, practically when I say come to church, we're not talking about a universal church of Christ. Yes, we are all part of the same body of Christ universally, globally. You know, you have Christians in another country. They are your brothers and sisters in Christ. That's a universal body of Christ. But as far as the practical purposes, when God says being in the house of the Lord is talking about the local church, like what you're doing today. I want to encourage you to make this into a life-giving habit of yours. To make it into, like, every Sunday to receive that corporate anointing from the Holy Spirit in person, right? Not to earn brownie points. No, it's for you to receive the corporate anointing that God has only through His church, to be able to walk in the freedom from this curse of military siege, where day after day, instead of things getting better and better in your life, it seems like things are getting worse and worse because the enemy seems to be coming against you. But by being in the body of Christ, there is a corporate anointing just by being in that local church where you're not on the defense, you are on the offense. I'm going to talk about that later, how to be on the offense here as a church together corporately so that we can be the light of the world. We want to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us how to be the church on the offense. And that's what we're going to talk about in a few next Sundays. So, beloved of God, look at what Jesus said. I will build My church. This is the answer to the curse of the military siege. Jesus said, I will build My church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. So you are in a good local church and God says, the gates of hell will not prevail against you. Isn't that good news? And look at the church. Look at Acts 20 verse 28b. The church of God which He purchased with His own blood. Oh, how tender loving is the verse here. It says Acts 20 verse 28b. The church of God which He purchased with His own blood. So, you know, the fact that we can be here together today as a church is bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Give them the next screen. That is the church on the offense, okay? I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Imagine on the background there is the gates of hell, the kingdom of darkness. And here are the believers, the group of believers that are storming, charging against the gates of hell. So we're not the ones who are being besieged by the enemy. Amen. Especially you all who have been following my teaching since the very beginning. Like from Jesus our wisdom, you have strong foundation of Jesus our wisdom, Jesus our righteousness, Jesus our holiness. Man, you are a force to be reckoned with by the enemy. Right? Nobody kicks a dead horse. Have you heard that expression? Nobody kicks a dead horse. Okay, so I want to let you know that we have no option here. We have no option but to go on a fight of faith. Like the Bible says, let us fight the good fight of faith. Yes, the war is over as far as Jesus has done the finished work. But there is a part where we still wrestle against principalities because they know that their time is short. Jesus is coming back soon. So they're going to do all they can, right? To bring down, all right, God's people by besieging God's people. Isolating Christians from coming together as a church to fellowship. So beloved of God, what you're doing has a spiritual significance. You're not just like passing time, you know, I got nothing else to do on Sunday, just come to church, right? Beloved of God, you are part of the church on the offense. But I want you to have this like a mental picture in your mind. This is what it looks like. The Christians actually storming the gates of hell. We don't wait for them to come to us, right? Because we don't want to be the one who is huddling behind the gates, beloved of God. We want to be the one who is storming their gates. Yes. To be on the offense.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Amen.
Man, I'm telling you, this is such a gospel truth. And I'm going to show to you how we're fighting from the position of victory.
Yes.
We're not fighting in order to obtain victory because the war is over. Jesus has totally conquered the works of the devil. But we are fighting to possess what is rightfully ours. To enforce, if you will, the victory that Jesus has already given to us. Where we want our territory to expand. We don't want to be like, you know, the enemy coming against us to cause our territory to shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink until they're able to siege us. Once they're able to siege us, we're dead because there'll be no grain, there'll be no wine, it says there'll be no oil, no lambs, no calves, and no ewe, it says. That's the curse, right? We don't want to get to that point because God has already redeemed us from that curse. And the answer is the church on the offense. So beloved of God, I want to let you know that you're making a big impact just by coming to church. I don't know how He did it, but just by coming to church in person, right? The Lord is able to release that corporate anointing, and as I'm going to release to you likely next week, on all the equipment that God has given us to fight the good fight of faith. Man, you're going to be gaining the territory that the enemy has stolen from you. You'll be able to expand the territory, right? The joy and the peace that the enemies may have robbed you, the sleepless nights that the enemy has caused you to suffer. You'll be able to expand your territory and say, enough of these things. You don't have to come to me, I'm coming to you. Okay? The gates of hell cannot prevail against the people of God. When I say the church, we're talking about the people of God, you and I, especially those who have been, again, established in Jesus our wisdom, Jesus our righteousness, Jesus our holiness, and Jesus our redemption revelation. Amen?
Amen.
You'll be such a great blessing. Yes, not every member of your family can come to church in person. But because you have this revelation, God will use you to storm even the gates of hell, such that the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. And your loved ones, even though they might be at home, they cannot come to church, they can still be blessed because you come to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me close with this statement that I started at the beginning. The church is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. In other words, the church is at the center because the church is the body of Christ.